Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and even if you don't believe in the power of superstition, you may sometimes find yourself knocking on wood, crossing your fingers, or wearing your lucky baseball cap during the World Series. Although we know scientifically that these things don't actually affect the outcome of anything, we still find them comforting. A 2014 study by behavioral scientists at the University of Chicago suggested that when people perform a physical action to avoid bad luck or harm, the ritual calms their mind. Superstitions span cultures, countries, and centuries. Every culture has its own unique set of superstitions. However, this raises an interesting question. Are any superstitions common across cultures? Superstitions revolving around numbers are abundant worldwide. The specific numbers may vary. For example, the number 13 is widely regarded to bring bad luck in Western cultures. There's even a name for this fear, triskaidekaphobia. Other cultures have superstitions about different numbers. In China and Japan, it's the number 4 because the pronunciation is similar to words for death. The number 9 in Japan is feared because its pronunciation sounds like a word for torture. Some Italians consider Friday the 17th to be bad luck because the Roman numeral for 17, XVII, can be rearranged to VIXI. Vixi, translated from Latin, means my life is over. In many parts of the world, the appearance of a black cat is considered bad luck. Although this isn't true across all cultures, black cats still hold a place in global superstitions. In ancient Egypt, cats were worshipped as gods and kept in homes to bring prosperity. In Italy, if your cat sneezes, good luck is on the way. In some parts of Europe, a black cat crossing your path is good luck. However, in the New World, Puritans believed black cats were related to witches and therefore were considered a bad omen. The action of knocking on wood or touching wood for good luck goes back millennia and exists across the world. Some peoples believed fairies or spirits lived inside trees, and they would knock on or touch the tree once to request a wish and one more time to express thanks. Or they believed that the knocking would distract any evil spirits living there. Similar expressions to knock on wood exist today in Arabic, Brazilian, Finnish, German, Czechoslovakian, English, Greek, and Finnish. Other superstitions that cross cultures include crossing your fingers for good luck, four-leaf clovers as lucky charms, and sneezes causing some change in luck, be it good or bad. As human beings in an often chaotic world, we all try to control our destinies, one knock, number, or bless you at a time. Today's episode was written by Deborah Ronka and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other lucky topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.